Just 2 days before Donald Rumsfeld resigned the post of defense secretary, he sent a memo to the White House calling for dramatic change in U.S. policy in Iraq. Among his proposals is an accelerated drawdown of U.S. troops in Iraq, an idea Rumsfeld adamantly opposed in public, saying he would only consider that if military commanders suggested it. The classified memo, first published yesterday on the website of the New York Times, also shows Rumsfeld's suggestions for managing the politics of the Iraq War. Michael R. Gordon co-wrote the story for the Times and joins me on the line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning.
What are the most striking points of this memo to you?
Well, I think I take a couple of things away from it. Really, three things. One is that many of the ideas that Mr. Rumsfeld is suggesting the White House consider are very similar to the ones that the Democrats have proposed. And they have to do with troop reductions, pullbacks, and the like. So while he's not specifically endorsing them, he's telling the White House that these merit consideration. So I see a lot of convergence between what Mr. Rumsfeld's talking about and what the Democrats have been advocating. The second thing that strikes me is he's making a concerted effort to lower expectations. He advised the White House, for example, that whatever they come up with, they should describe it as sort of a trial strategy so that if it doesn't work, the U.S. would not be perceived as losing the war. And lastly, I'm struck by the fact that he has so many different options in here that at this stage of the game, he doesn't seem to have a really good idea as to what to do. I mean, there's such a range of possibilities here, and I know his aides say his goal is to stimulate discussion, but one would think that after more than 3 years of war, he'd have a better sense of what Plan B might look like if we need to go to Plan B.
I'm reading now from the memo. One of his ideas is recast the U.S. military mission and the U.S. goals, how we talk about them. Go minimalist. This sounds like a complete departure from Rumsfeld's earlier policy statements on the war, or do you see it as being consistent?
Well, I think you need to distinguish between the rhetoric and the reality. In terms of the rhetoric, there is a departure. I mean, he was basically the man who stood behind the Pentagon podium and was the stay-the-course guy, dismissive of people who suggested the war wasn't going well. Now we see that in his private thoughts, he shared some of these doubts. But I think in terms of the policy, there's a lot of consistency. Mr. Rumsfeld was reluctant to send a lot of forces to Iraq. His view was always we should get in and get out as quickly as possible. And I think in the memo, what's striking is the person who presents himself as a very agile thinker, open to new possibilities. He's really wedded to some of the same ideas that he was preoccupied with at the time of the invasion.
Does this provide a little window into Rumsfeld's thinking, though, there at the end?
Well, it does. I mean, this is a memo that was never intended to become public, that was presented to the White House at a time when he did not really realized he was about to be replaced as Secretary of Defense, but anticipated that there would be a review. And I think it shows a person who's grasping for ideas and doesn't really have a clear strategy as to what to do other than to try to reduce our presence there and try to pressure the Iraqis to take more responsibility. It's not clear to me how much weight it's going to have. We have a new person coming in to run the Pentagon, Bob Gates, and the Baker panel coming up, and State Department kicking in memos, and Steve Hadley offering advice. So I think they're more important inputs to the process at this point in time.
Michael R. Gordon is a reporter for the New York Times. Along with David S. Cloud, he reported and wrote the story about Secretary Rumsfeld's memo. Thank you very much.
Thank you.